Liberian police do not carry weapons because principal responsibility for security still rests with the United Nations peacekeepers. But Liberian police do control checkpoints where motorists say they're often made to pay bribes. Taxi driver Seydou Diallo says it's a costly problem.
Every day, the disturbing taxi driver, anywhere you park, they will say, no parking. You can see somebody, no parking. Anywhere they see you, they stop you, they want money from you.
There's nothing new about police extorting money from motorists, especially in a country where patrolmen earn about $80 a month. But in a country still recovering from civil war and years of abuse by both local authorities and rebels, corruption further undermines public confidence in the rule of law. Peter Chapman works for the Carter Center in Liberia.
I think certainly in rural areas there's a mistrust of the justice sector, but I think that's largely due to the fact that their interaction with it is either them or people they know paying bribes, either to magistrates or to police.
Recognizing those shortfalls, the United Nations is keeping its peacekeeping force at current levels through next year's election. Margaret Loge is the UN Special Representative for Liberia.
The population do not trust the rule of law sector, and they very often take their law into their own hand. And we are very conscious of the potential of having election-related violence.
Loge says international support for security sector reform is crucial to safeguarding a young Liberian democracy.
I don't think money can buy peace if the political will is not there. But if the political will is there, money can help achieve peace much quicker. And I think the case in point is in Liberia, that was an utterly destroyed country after the civil war. Money is needed to build the institutions that ensures peace.
The United States has already spent more than $250 million helping to train a new Liberian army. But the 2,200-strong force will not be ready until 2012. So until then, Liberia's role in its own security is limited to what Human Rights Watch calls a predatory police force and ineffective courts. Chapman says reforms will take time.
If you're shooting for the justice system of the UK or France or something, I mean, you know, it took hundreds of years to get there, and it's not like you can get there so quickly after conflict.
Frustrations about the pace of justice sometimes mean smaller disputes grow into bigger conflicts. Earlier this year, UN peacekeepers moved in to stop unrest between predominantly Muslim Mandingo and Christian residents in northern Lofa County. Jerome Verdier is the chairman of Liberia's Truth and Reconciliation Commission. He says the government has been slow to deal with the corruption and poverty that led to war.
If those issues are ignored, those recommendations are ignored, in the next 10 years, so to speak, I can see Liberia embroiled in another conflict, maybe of a dimension more serious than what we have already experienced.
Liberia's new U.S.-trained army remains the great hope to restoring public confidence in national security services. But the troops are not alone. As human rights groups say, there must also be substantial reforms to a justice system that's failed to prosecute members of a transitional government accused of stealing millions of dollars. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Niamey.